I got an incredible story just for you right now. Got big brothers, big sisters of Edmonton and the surrounding area. I got, joining me right now is Holly, and I got another incredible person to chat with. I got her colleague here, Leah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Tell me a little bit more about this initiative. You got a fundraiser happening, is that right?
Yeah. So BGC Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Edmonton has a fundraiser coming up here on November 19th at the Bison Lodge in Edmonton. It's a kind of cocktail hour. Come out, have a drink. We've got the Western Thistles coming out to perform for us. So it's going to be a really fun night.
It sounds like a fun night. Tell me, what made you guys start this initiative? This is amazing. A fundraising for the organization. Take me back a little way back. Maybe we can start with Holly. Tell me a little bit more about the organization, because it's a nonprofit.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit, actually. Big Brothers Big Sisters has been around for over 100 years in Canada. In Edmonton, we have a special circumstance that is Big Brothers Big Sisters and Boys and Girls Clubs have amalgamated. So we do a lot of programming. We serve a lot of youth. We don't charge for any of our services. And that's why we got to do fundraising. And that's why we're, we go to the community for fundraising. And that's what this fundraiser, I think, is all about.
That's fantastic. So tell me a little bit more. Community. What does it mean to you, Leah? Because you've been working with the organization, and community is so important.
It is. It's why we do what we do and also how we do what we do. So our organization is, BGC, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Edmonton and area. So we are not only in the city of Edmonton, but we provide programming to all of our kind of bedroom neighbors out in Sherwood Park, St. Albert, Stony Plain, and up as far north as Lac La Biche. So we are kind of all over the province. And one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is providing programming that resonates for the kids and families that we serve. So there's a saying in the BGC movement that when you walk into one club, you've only ever walked into one club. They're all so different. And the types of services we provide are really tailored to the kids that walk through those doors on a day-to-day basis. So when we think about that, then we need to think about how we're also involving that community in support, because we don't charge for any services and we're funded through a wide variety of different streams. But doing events like this gives us not only the community involvement to come out and share an awesome night with us, but also a little bit of flexibility in those programs to kind of go over and above what our funding agreements will allow us to do.
I love that. So Leah, I want to know, because you are the fund development manager with the organization, tell me about the personal impact, because I'm sure you've seen a lot of successful cases, a lot of successful people that, were part of the organization that are now politicians, teachers, activists in the community. Tell me about that.
I joke that everybody I seem to meet now after starting work at the organization has either been a club kid or has been a big brother, a big sister, or a little brother, little sister. Like, the impact is just so throughout the community. To give you an idea, on an annual basis, we serve over 4,500 kids in the Edmonton and area. And that's through both our out-of-school time programming, so our club and group style programming, and our one-to-one mentorship program. So we've got tons of not only kids that are coming through our doors on a day-to-day basis, but we also really rely on volunteers. And we have over, I believe the last count was about 1,200 volunteers associated to our agency. So whether, you're coming in to volunteer, you're coming in to access the program, there's huge impact and huge involvement from the community.
That's fantastic. Holly, I want to know, last question to wrap up the segment. I want to know on a personal note, what does it mean to you being part of this great organization, making a difference in the community?
Oh, well, I mean, to speak to what Leah said, it's true that as soon as I started working here, every single person I met had been, oh, I was a big brother. I had a big brother. I was a club kid. Even in this station, when we got here today, one of the staff was like, my son had a big brother, So you hear about it all the time and what an impact it's made. I specifically run a program called PRISM, which is for 2SLGBTQIA youth and volunteers. And I've seen the impact that that's had on the youth, having like role models and having somebody to talk to with lived experience. I think that sort of early intervention and building up confidence, like, it's invaluable in the lives of youth, for sure.
For more information, ladies, where can our audience connect with you more? Where can they help and donate, or perhaps maybe volunteer?
So you can always access our website at bgcbigs.ca.